time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It is 12 to 11 and joining us now is Mick Cowley. How are you, Mick?
I'm well, thanks, Cozzy. Yourself?
Good. Hey, good old Dorado went around and scorched yesterday at Goulburn.
He didn't muck around, did he? 4 days after winning $1 million, he added another 2,000 by winning a heat of the Goulburn Cup.
Just loose change for him, but he did it well. Mate. Andy Lord and his wife Jodie had two heat winners there yesterday.
They did indeed. They did indeed. They managed to win the first heat with Winburn Lily and then won the last heat with Spooky Vision. So they've got a couple of finalists, and it's they're down that way. They obviously come from Gunning on the way to Canberra. And Andy's joining us now on the phone. Good morning, Andy.
How are you, mate?
Very well, very well. Congratulations on yesterday. A couple of heat winners of the Goulburn Cup.
Yeah, it was good.
Mate, is this a, as I said, you guys come from Gunning, or Goulburn's just up the road. Is this a race that you look at each year, the Fireball and obviously the Goulburn Cup, particularly with its boosted prize money this year?
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's obviously jumped a lot. I mean, I think I won a Goulburn Cup about 15 years ago. I dead-heated with a dog called Many Tricks. Ended up a real good brood bitch. And I think we got $2,500 each back then. So, and then in recent times, it was 10 or 15 grand. Now it's 25. So, yeah, no, really good.
Mate, I guess, yeah, boosting the prize money is great, yeah, for participants, but you're going to attract the good dogs if you offer that sort of money. And good on Tirada going around at Goulburn yesterday, whilst a good attraction for the club, makes it tough for his rivals, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and credit to Frank for bringing the dog down. I mean, he's not frightened to have a go. He just won $1 million and turns up at Goulburn for heat of the Goulburn Cup 3 or 4 days later. I think that's great, you know.
Mate, tell us a bit about Winburn Lily. She was your first heat winner or Jodie's first heat winner in 2478. You got her from Tasmania, is that right?
Yeah. We bought Winburn Lily and three of her sisters from Tasmania. You know, looking at breeding from them, they're very fast bitches. And we just started racing them, and she seems the one to be getting better and better all the time. She's going really well.
It was coming into yesterday. She'd won a couple at Wentworth Park and improved each time. What are the plans after the Goulburn Cup? Is there, yeah, as you said, you want to breed with them eventually, is to keep them going while she's going well?
Yeah, we'll just keep going back to Wentworth Park. And if any of these sort of races, you know, the Country Cups and that pop up, will go in them. I don't think they're at this stage above that, but you know, Bull Eye Cups and any of them sort of races, you go in and have a bit of a go and see how you go, you know.
Mate, and Spooky Vision, obviously got a bit of ability. Also, ironically, ran 2478 as well, the exact same time.
Yeah, he's a dog. He's a high-speed dog, and I rate him a real good chance in the final. He's a real good chaser. It took him a couple of goes to get used to Goulburn. I mean, he's come down from Brisbane, where he'd done most of his racing at Ipswich and Albion Park, probably hasn't been on a U-turn track, but I still think there's a couple of tenths in him, and I reckon he's a really big hope in the final.
Mate, had the pink in the heat, and he's got the pink in the final. That a good thing?
Yeah, well, he handled the pink good. Even though he missed the kick, he stayed out there. He didn't do anything silly. He mucked it up a little bit on the home corner, but got to the fence, bounced off, I think it was the seven, and you know, he showed he is a little bit stronger. So, but look, there's every chance he could lead in the final. He does have high speed.
Well, I guess the obvious one to beat would be the favourite. The favourite's come up with the three, and 2461 first look at the track, not a bad run.
Oh, yeah, they don't normally run that first look. I mean, Goulburn is probably one of the hardest tracks in New South Wales. You need to trial there. A dog like him, he's an experienced dog, but he still will find a couple of tenths good odds of artery. You know, I mean, goal, there's only one goal, but you need to know your way around that.
But you mentioned on the fact that, congrats to Frank for bringing it down. Mate, obviously yourself and Jodie raced a few dogs during the series this year, as you did last year. Mate, what were your thoughts on the series this year, and obviously the big night on Friday night?
Pardon, I couldn't hear you, sorry.
Sorry, mate. I said, yeah, yourself and Jody race a few dogs through the series, the Million Dollar Chase series this year, and you obviously did last year as well. Friday night, big night. Just wondering your thoughts. You know, someone who's been in the game a while, what are your thoughts on the series this year and the big culmination on Friday?
Well, I've never seen a crowd like that at Wentworth Park. And I mean, it is a lottery. The Million Dollar Chase, there's no doubt it's a lottery. You've got to just have a dog going good at the right time. And Frank's won it twice. I mean, he went and bought pups. He reared them, broke them in. You know, it's nothing to say they're going to be good or bad or whatever. You know, so he's had to go through that process, and then he wins a million-dollar chase. I mean, that it's a good example of what you can achieve just with a little bit of luck, you know.
Mate, I guess that's the big thing with it. Yeah, you've just got to have a bit of luck, have the dog going the right way at the right time, and things can fall into place for you. That's the beauty of the industry.
100%. Why it stays in New South Wales is even better.
Mate, exactly right. Two tries for two New South Wales winners.
Yep, and both deserved winners. I mean, you can't. You know, how do you do a pre-post market for the Million Dollar Chase? I think every I think every dog should be favourite because it's a lottery.
Mate, do you see it? Yeah, and obviously it's grown from last year, the inaugural year, with a bit of tweaking. It's grown again this year. Do you think that'll continue to grow, or will actually become, apart from the prize money side of things, it'll become a real race that people will want to win because of the nature of it?
Oh, 100%. If you have a look from the first year to the second year, and, you know, obviously Melbourne and Queensland and, you know, them all the states have sort of started to come, and I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And don't be surprised if you get overseas runners now. You know, it's $1 million.
Exactly right. Nothing to be sneezed at, that's for sure.
No, well, you know, if you said to me 20 years ago it's going to be $1 million racing grounds, you know, I'd say yeah, right.
Hopefully you guys will have a few to put in the series again next year and have a crack with a little bit of luck.
Mate, we'll keep trying every year, and, you know, never know when you're going to get your turn, do you?
Absolutely. Well, mate, hopefully your turn might come around on Sunday in the Goulburn Cup final. Best of luck with the two of them, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. All the best.
Sean, there he was, Andy Lord. As he said, been in the sport a long time, and, hopefully a bit of luck for those guys, Jody and Andy, on Sunday at the Goulburn Cup final.
I tell you what, there's some cups on at the moment. Lismore Cup. We had heats there last night. What happened there?
Mate, we did indeed. There were some fantastic heats run at Lismore last night as well. Two fastest qualifiers. Ironically, you know, we're talking about Andy's two dogs running the exact same time. It was the same story up at Lismore last night. Fernando Blaster, local dog, but did go around Wentworth Park in the Derby heats back in January this year, went 29.4 around Wentworth Park. Been off the scene for a few weeks, as we spoke about yesterday. Bounced back big time yesterday. 29.68 around Lismore. That's getting along. Identical time as Buck's Future. Sid Swain took Buck's Future up to Lismore for the Lismore Cup heats and jumped to the front out of box seven. Not a suitable box for Buck's Future. Jumped to the front, 29.68. Other two heat winners last night were Quiris Flick, the Queenslander dog for Brett Hazelgrove. It went 30.03. And San Dave Diva, 29.84. So that's a pretty handy lineup that they've got there. And just rattling through that box draw for you, Cozzy. It's Buck's Future's come up with a one. Going to be really hard to beat. Fernando Blaster, the two. Bad Neighbour, the three. Franz Bonus, the four. Big Bad Bob, the five. San Dave Dave, the six. Zipping Blitz, the seven. And Quaris Flick, the eight. So that final will be on next Tuesday. Should be a cracker of a race.
Now, we've got Richmond, the Savo. What's happening with the finish on Lure Racing there?
But we brought this up a few weeks ago, and it's a good opportunity to remind participants out there that we trialled a finish on lure event at Richmond, full cardless finish on lure racing. That was back on the 25th of August. And we did announce recently that the plan is that we're going to stage several more of these races through November and December. All the details are on the dogs.com.au website. So they are fast approaching, though. There is trials available. All race meetings will be for TAB prize money, so it's a good opportunity for participants to get involved in those. Again, as I said, the first one's the 3rd of November, so they're coming around fairly quickly.
Now, Greg Miller made his name at the North Melbourne Football Club. He was there in the AFL for years, went to Sandown Greyhounds as the CEO. He's been there a long time too, and Mickey's announced his retirement.
He has, yeah. The annual general meeting on Tuesday night, I think it shocked a few people, the announcement. But, yeah, Greg's announced that he's retiring from the position of Sandown Chief Executive Officer. He's been there, as you said, a long time. He joined in October 2010, and he's done a fantastic job down there. Yeah, the innovation of the Speedstar in particular is one thing. Yeah, the launching pad. TAB Melbourne Cup has just got stronger and stronger down there. So, yeah, there'll be very big shoes to fill at Sandown for whoever steps in for Greg Miller's replacement as the CEO there.
Mm. Now, we've got a couple of good things for us.
Well, we've got a couple of best bets, hoping that they're good things, Cozzy. We've, as you mentioned, Richmond on today. We've got to wait until race 11, but at our form analysts tell us it'll be worth the wait. We go here, number 8. The race contains a lot of smart short course sprinters, but track specialist Simply Shadow, drawn the 8, loves a wide draw. Has won 2 of his past 3 at Richmond, has won 20 out of 41 starts. His Richmond record over that track and distance is 7 wins from 12 outings. Going to be very hard to beat, and it should be fair odds as well. And the other one, right, Wentworth Park tonight, we go race 5, number 2, Zipping Irene. It's a staying race, and she's a very strong stayer. She's got a fast 42-16 win to her credit. She can race handy from that inside draw, and she looks the perfect one to kick off quaddy punters tonight.
All right, terrific. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have a top day, Mick.
Thank you, Cozzy. All good, mate.